we've moved into a very dangerous phase of the history of the United States of America, where the entire focus of the federal government now is how do we hurt people and how do we hurt nations? In other words, they wake up each day, the people who work in the federal government, in the regulatory agencies, as well as the State Department, the Biden regime, and so on. And that's what they're asking themselves. How do we hurt people the most? Of course, they're trying to hurt Russia, and they're willing to kill any number of Ukrainians, you know, 500,000 Ukrainians dead already, in order to try to hurt Russia. It hasn't worked, but that was the goal, to sacrifice Ukraine to hurt Russia. But also, it's hurting America's own allies. You know, they wake up and say, well, how do we hurt Germany? How do we hurt Western Europe so that they're dependent on United States natural gas energy exports, or LNG, as it's called? Well, how do we do that? Well, we blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, and that's how we hurt Germany and make sure that Germany can't do business with Russia. And then we can destroy the German economy and thereby make America's economy look better in comparison to Germany's economy. And Germany was the economic leader of Europe until all this began. Think about it. The U.S. government spends its time figuring out how to hurt people. Think about the mission of the FDA. It's like, well, how do we hurt people? Well, let's see. We tell them not to take ivermectin. We make sure they don't have access to cures or things that work to keep them healthy. We make sure that we lie to them about the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine, and we'll give it emergency use authorization even when it's not safe and it's not effective and it doesn't stop infections and it doesn't stop transmission. But we'll just make sure everybody's jabbed with it because we want to hurt people. That's the FDA. Same thing with the CDC. Same thing with virtually every federal agency, the EPA. It's like, how do we hurt people with legalized chemicals in the food supply? Or how do we hurt farmers and shut down farms by declaring their mud puddles to be protected wetlands? And then, I mean, think about the FBI and the DOJ. They wake up every day, and how do we hurt the American people? Who can we arrest today? Who can we harass today? Let's go visit people in their homes and tell them we don't like what they posted on social media. Let's intimidate people. Let's coerce people. Let's throw people in jail without a trial and inflict cruel and unusual punishment upon them. That's the J6 prisoners. Think about this. Every sector of the federal government now is focused entirely on this mission of hurting people, hurting other nations, and hurting the world. And the reason they do this is because they think that this is how to protect America's dominance. Since America is falling and America's not doing a great job of, you know, inventing things or producing things or even educating its own people, the way to compete in the world, according to America's current leaders, is to hurt everybody else and bring them down. And then, well, maybe America might have a chance. That's the philosophy. Same thing with the policies in the Middle East. It's like, how do we hurt people? How do we bomb people? How do we murder women and children? Well, let's give more money to Israel. They'll do it on our behalf. Israel is the proxy terror state of the United States of America. And it doesn't matter what the leaders say in America. It's, oh, well, Israel should stop killing civilians. Here, have some more bombs, you know? It's what they do. They keep giving them more and more weapons. And then, of course, all these trade sanctions against China. And recently, Janet Yellen went to China and said, hey, China, stop selling technology to Russia because we say so. China laughed in her ugly little smug face. Said, you don't tell us who we sell to. You're America. You're a collapsing, dead, obsolete empire. Your currency is going to be nothing. You know, we're China. We're the future of the world here. And you're not going to listen to Janet Yellen. But isn't it interesting that the arrogance and incompetence of U.S. leaders is so great that they think they can run around the world and tell people who they can do business with and who they can't? Because they weaponize sanctions everywhere. And that's why everybody's fleeing the dollar. And so just the weaponization of the dollar was another form of pain that was inflicted on over 100 countries for decades. Just a source of pain. Say, well, you know, we're America. We have the world's reserve currency, and we tell you who you can sell to, who you can't, or who you can buy from. And if you don't do what we say, then we'll cut you off from the banking system. Well, guess what? The world's done with that. The world's done with America's international terrorism. Well, it's another word for just wanting to hurt everybody. The U.S. empire operates as a group of terrorists running around the world killing whoever they want, even under Trump. Trump ordered the assassination of Soleimani. The Iranian official lured him into a trap in an airport, hit him with a missile strike from a drone, killed him and everybody with him. Just a straight up assassination. No diplomacy, no rule of law, you know, nothing. Just, oh, you're guilty because we say you're guilty. We're going to kill you because we say we can and we will. That's America. A terror state that has been committing financial terrorism, kinetic terrorism, war terrorism around the world for as long as I can remember. Even the Gulf War, the first Desert Storm. What was that all about? It was about control over energy. And also, of course, inflicting damage upon Iraq because Saddam Hussein wanted to sell oil in a currency other than the dollar. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Or maybe you did, but most people don't know that. That was his crime, was saying, well, we're going to sell oil in other currencies. So they had to take him out, had to kill him. A similar story with Gaddafi in Libya. You know, Libya was actually a relatively stable country in North Africa until the United States got word that, oh, he wasn't playing ball with us. He wasn't going to go along with us and do what the CIA wants. Well, we're going to have to kill him. And so they destroyed Libya, destroyed its economy, assassinated its leader. And Hillary Clinton said, we came, we saw, we conquered. And she laughed her little witch cackle. And this is the way the U.S. operates. Folks, it's the same under Trump. It's the same under Bill Clinton. It's the same under Barack Obama, the same under George Bush. There's no difference. The United States empire is an empire of international terrorism. And its primary focus is plotting to inflict maximum pain and suffering and death upon the people of the world and the people of America. Think about the bioweapons vaccine jab, right? It's like, how do we kill the maximum number of American people? Well, convince them there's a pandemic and then get them to line up and take a death jab. And then when people start dying, call it a conspiracy theory and ban people for misinformation. Because the government tells big tech who to censor. They just hand them a list. Hey, Facebook, ban this account, that account. Of course, Health Ranger account always is named for being banned. Hey, YouTube, ban all these accounts, all these people. And it's only going to get worse. Because the United States empire is an out-of-control terror regime that has now crossed a tipping point where the world has already decided that, well, it cannot tolerate doing business in American currency any longer. That's why, by the way, the world is laughing at America when the U.S. government rolls out these transgender space force colonels and transgender Navy admirals or whatever the ranks are. It's just like, you're just a greasy old fat dude wearing a wig. It's like, this is the military. America is the laughingstock of the world. And now you notice when U.S. officials go visit other countries, they're just, for the most part, they're just laughed at. Because nobody has any respect for the U.S. The U.S. is running around the world with a power display of aircraft carriers that were obsolete 20 years ago, pretending to have an effective fighting force, pretending to have a currency that's still worth something. It's all just pretend. None of it has any longevity. And the United States of America itself is a collapsing nation with a collapsing currency, a collapsing system of government, and nobody in America trusts the government. So where do you think this is going? Nothing good. So get prepared for the collapse. And, I wish this wasn't happening. I love the founding concepts of the United States of America, the founding fathers. And I wish that all of this wasn't happening, but it is. Traitors have destroyed this nation. And we're going to have to rebuild it after the collapse. So be prepared for all of that. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.
All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors, some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down, and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the IOSAT iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the IOSAT product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called shieldarms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds, and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags, and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items, right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to Brighteon.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's Brighteon.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel, incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you could check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like Brighteon.ai or Brighteon.io, or you can use Brighteon Social or just Brighteon.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. Now look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. $2,384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them, or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discreet, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now, because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brightown.io platform. But together we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brightown.com. Take care.